All righty, there you have it. The late and great Otis Reddings, and I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Now, can you dig it around here this morning as we continue on the Walt Boatner Show with much more soul music?
W-Y-L-D.
Owie, hello?
What's going on there, soul brother Walt Boatner?
Oh, ain't nothing to me the way they do me, brother.
Oh, yeah, going on to drive that boat definitely
soon. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who you going to sock to that soul?
Well, I mean, you know, first of all, I like to go on and verify myself, no?
Ow.
The one that only soul my the coolest wild and what's happening. The Reverend Larry W.P. Gale's better known as Slick or Spade the Preacher,
baby. Ow.
Oh, definitely upset together now. I say theoretically grooving and definitely on the moving.
Ow.
Ow, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I left you hanging there. All
yeah,
right. What you want to hear this morning, baby?
We're the bad fool for stuff.
And who you going to whip it on, bruh?
Well, I mean, you know, first of all, I got to go and I'm whipping on out to my queen, you know?
Yeah.
One and only little cute fine fox is Jennifer Jones, better known as the Freezer's Queen.
Ow.
The bad, definitely ignorant wolf. Ow. Which
yeah.
Means, ow. Oh, yeah. You got me, little brother.
Ow.
Definitely ow. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, sock it to him.
Oh, yeah. I'm going on whipping on out to one and only sister pastor, the Preacher Society, you know?
Ow.
Bad and Melvin thorn about better known as Duke Don Juan.
Ow.
Going on bad Duke with your bad self.
I can dig it.
Oh, yeah. Him and his queen, you know, Deborah Blair, big fine fox, you know.
Good God.
Okay, getting out of sight, you know.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Ow. I got to go in on whipping on out the little rabbit. Larry thorn about better known as ignorant black from the mighty number 9 in the 3rd, you know.
I can dig it, baby.
Him and his queen, you know, Marie.
Good God.
Definitely together.
Ow.
Good goodness. Great, I'm whipping on out to my little brother, Ronald Gills, better known as Lil Hickenut, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely uptight.
And mercy.
Oh, yeah.
Ow.
Got definitely whipping on out to do the one little cousin, you know, Jack.
Yeah.
Storm Queen, you know.
Well, I can dig.
Definitely together, you know.
Sock it to him, baby.
Uptight and everything, you know.
Gracious.
Just as cool. Oh, yeah.
Cool as that.
Really on the mood, you know.
I'm talk your talk.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's Slick or Spade, the preacher, definitely in town, you know. Got to rock the boat, you know.
Yes, indeedy.
Oh,
you,
yeah.
You're a member of the Committee on Alcoholism.
Yeah, the Preacher Society, the Committee on Alcoholism, thus the aggravating woof.
Yeah.
No one knows how much I love you. No one knows how much I care. When you put your arms around, I get a fever that's hard to bear. You give me fever. Thank you. Everybody's got the feeling that it's something we all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. A fever started long ago. He said, oh, Julie, baby, you're to blame. You give me fever. With your kisses, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever, in the morning, fever. To my story, here's the point that I have made. The cramps are born to give you feeling. Be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, we give you fever. When we rock you, fever till you live and learn. Fever till you sizzle. But what? What a lovely way to burn. 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 Thank you.
Mr. State Trooper, registration. I ain't got none, but I got a clear conscience about the things that I do. Mr. State Trooper, please don't stop me. Please don't stop me.
Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York with your host Tim Sweeney. This is a little edit from our friend Brennan Green. Before that, we had. What do we have? we had Pill with Question Mark. Franz Ferdinand with the Friends and Dub of Ulysses. Before that was The Cramps with Fever, and started off with a little radio thing from back in the day, which one day I hope this radio show sounds like if I take callers or something. But we're going till 1 a.m. tonight, and tune in next week. We have a nice Christmas special from Dr. Mooner for the first half of the show. Anyways, Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York, with your host, Tim Sweeney. Here we go.
particular skill is leaving passing people's driveway.
Thank you. tapes back on the rack. Bela Lugosi is dead. The bats have left the bell tower. The victims have been bled. Red velvet lines the black box. Bela Lugosi is dead. Bela Lugosi is dead.
problems. Martin has a family history. Martin has too many nightmares. He lives in a fantasy. There's a danger that he'll take too far. His morbid curiosity. With all the lights on, Martin's seen too many looks. He lives out a strange obsession, tries hard to resist. But Martin needs his strange obsession to exist. He's far too pale and far too frail to be a normal boy. Shining in his eyes, the things he'd like to say. Martin had a lot to live down, growing up in a mining town. Torches burning in the trees, the shivering lust for blood. He's the star of many horror movies, but deep inside he's good. There's an illness flowing through him, that's as old as time. And though he watches and he waits, he knows he's not to blame. The face at the window, the hand under the bed. Martin has hallucinations, dreams that he's dead. At his worst when he's in bed. He's finding hard to keep control. He knows it won't be long. And a tongue rolls over his dried lips, and a voice lingers on.
Cambia. We'll be right back. just hanging around. They're just hanging around. Christ is old as mother. Christ is old enough to bother. Cause he's alright in the city. Cause he's high above the ground. He's just hanging around. He's just hanging around.
Hanging around.
He's just hanging around.
Hanging around. I'm drawn.